Our Old Testament reading is from Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Listen for the word of God. Hear what the Creator says. Rise and plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Holy One of old, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Holy One of Sinai has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you, and what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam son of Beor answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the mighty God. With what shall I come before the Most High and bow myself down before God on high? Shall I come before God with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the majesty of the heavens be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Holy God require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? This is the word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Holy God, you have shown us what is good, to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Help us to follow what you've shown us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We are somewhere, I want to say, fourth in the series on the Lord's Prayer. We're talking about thy will be done this morning. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I don't know about you, but when I'm praying for something, I like to know what I'm actually praying for, generally. So what is God's will if we're praying for God's will to be done? Because for some of us, it can be hard to go with, okay, well, thy will be done. Because, you know, we see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane going, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but thine be done. And the implication in reading that is that God's will is for Jesus to die on the cross. I'm not Jesus. And I don't know if I could pray, thy will be done, if I thought that God's will was for me to get executed, if I'm being honest. There's a comic I found by Jim Benton. I've seen it over and over again on Facebook. There's a guy named Steve. He's laying in bed, and there's someone standing next to him saying, it's okay. This is all according to God's plan. And the next picture is God standing in front of a whiteboard with a plan. Step one, create the universe. Step two, give Steve a tumor. Step three, not filled out yet. And it's like, I don't think that that's God's plan. You know, I don't see that that's God's will. It doesn't work for me. If you are someone for whom you can go, all of the horrible things that have happened in my life and in the history of the universe, they're just part of God's divine plan. That's great. I'm glad that you have a lot of faith. This sermon isn't for you. This sermon is for the rest of us who just can't accept that that's God's will. If you can trust that God's good, you know, God's will is going to be something good, right? But for it to actually be good, God's will can't be just whatever happens. Now, we see pieces of that in the New Testament where Jesus says, if it's God's will, then we don't say, we're going to go to such and such a city and conduct business and make some money. You say, if it's God's will, we will do this and this and that. Which sort of implies that everything that happens is God's will, right? But that can't be. There is so much that has happened throughout history, and quite frankly, that I've seen personally, that I just go, that can't be God's will. If this is God's will, then God is not someone worthy of worship. And I'm not going to give examples because you probably all have your own, and I didn't want to put a content warning on this sermon. But I mean, most of us have seen something that we've just gone, that can't be God's will. That is so far screwed up that God can't possibly be good and be behind that. And there's people who are like, well, God has this complicated plan that is blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, I'm not buying it. And besides, the fact that Jesus says, pray in this way, thy will be done, implies what? The possibility that God's will not be done. If we're asking that God's will be done, right? It must be possible that God's will not be done. Like, why would you have to pray for something that's inevitable? But why isn't God's will always done? One answer that Christians have given throughout time is free will. We're humans. We can decide whether or not we want to do what God wants. St. Augustine said that the prayer means not only that may the righteous do God's will, but may sinners do God's will. But it's not just other people. It's us. You and me, we don't always do what God wants. Sometimes because we don't know what God wants. I can't tell you how many times at these, it's always at the major life decisions, right, that you want to go, is this God's will? Is this really what God wants? Does God want me to go to college? Does God want me to major in this? Maybe I'm the only one here who's wondered about that. I call that God's unknown will. You have to figure out, okay, does God really want me to be a pastor? Does God want me to go to seminary? Does God want me to marry Kristen? I would lean into the answer to that one being yes. But we have the known will, but we also, or the unknown will, but sometimes we don't do what God wants even when we know what God wants. Micah 6:8, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God? We don't always do justice or love kindness or walk humbly with God. We know that it's God's will for us to do that. We don't do it. But even when human free will is not involved, God's will is not always done. We just know in our bones that this isn't how God wanted things to be. Some people have said, oh, well, God's will, maybe it's to cause some kind of terrible harm for the greater good, and I don't buy it. We all know somebody who's gotten a disease, who's gotten sick, or who's died, and just should not have happened. And you just go, if God had some really great plan that was supposed to come out of this horrible thing that happened, it's a really terrible plan. If God is all-powerful, God should have been able to figure out some way to do the thing without having to do the horrible thing. Natural disasters, earthquakes, floods, whatever. Today is my son Ryan's 5th birthday. When he was born, he was born with a birth defect, and he had, 4 surgeries before he turned 5? And I just go, that can't be God's will. People were praying that God's will would be done, that we would have a healthy child, and he was born with a major birth defect that led to a bunch of surgeries. I just go, that can't have been God's will. Like I said, maybe some people can believe that, but I can't. So it's hard, and I have to wrestle through, how does God's will get done in situations that clearly cannot be God's will? I want to consider 3 ways. God's will can be done in connection with when God's will is not done, if that sentence made any sense. So around those situations. So when Ryan was born with all of these problems, they gave us like a list of four things, and we memorized them by repeating them over and over and having doctors repeat them. But around those situations, we had friends come in to support us and help us and care for us. I don't think that it was God's will for Ryan to have been born with the trouble that he was, but it was definitely God's will in that situation for our friends and family to come around us and support us and care for us. For, I think I was in the second semester of my last year of seminary, and my professors were all like, you get us those final papers when you can. One friend cleaned up our entire apartment and bought us groceries. That was God's will being done around the thing that should not have happened. God's will can also be done against those things. He had surgery at 2 days old. And because of that, he was able to survive. He would not have made it if he hadn't had that surgery. God's will was being done against a situation that was against God's will. And even out of situations, I don't think that God caused that to happen, but God has caused good to grow out of it. Offhand, I can't think of what exactly came out of that one, but I have other stories where some of the hardest things that have happened in my life, I can look back and go, that was the catalyst to grow some of the best things that have happened in my life. I don't think that God causes those, but God works. I don't think God causes the bad things that happen, but God works around them. God's will is done against them, and God's will is even done out of them. So what can we do as we're praying God's will be done? First, we can pray that what God wants will be done. That's what thy will be done means. That what God wants will be done. That good will come and not evil. We can pray that good will come out of evil and around evil and against evil. We can pray that both the righteous and sinners will do God's will, to borrow from Augustine's reading of this. We can pray that we will do God's will, and that God will do God's will. An anonymous early Christian writer said that it's a vague prayer. It just says, thy will be done. It doesn't say, may we do your will or may you do your will. It's, may your will be done by both us and by God. So first thing is we can do is we can pray that God's will be done. The second thing is we can become the answer to our own prayers. We can do God's will such as we know it. And there's a lot, but it really comes down to Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. Leviticus 19:18, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, to which Jesus said, these are the two greatest commandments, and they sum up all the rest. Or, to put it in nicer phrasing, Micah 6:8, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God? That's God's will. Pretty simply summed up. So when we pray, thy will be done, we are asking that God will do God's will, that other people will do God's will, and also that we will do God's will. That is, that we will love God, we will love our neighbors, we will do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. We've been closing these messages with a prayer, a version of the Lord's Prayer that we don't traditionally pray here. We will be praying the version we traditionally pray later. But for right now, the one we have this morning is from Eugene Peterson's paraphrase, The Message. And let's pray that together. Our Father in heaven, Reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below. Keep us alive with square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. The word yes is amen, by the way.